This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time here on RNIB Connect Radio to talk about the launch of the new RNIB Be Helpful Guide and Campaign, which will help to encourage sighted people to offer a helping hand and voice with lots of tips and advice created with the input of many blind and partially sighted people. Lisa Hughes, RNIB's Senior Campaigns Officer, joins me now to tell me more about the Be Helpful Guide and the pivotal role that many blind and partially sighted people played in the development of the guide and campaign. Hello, Lisa, and thank you for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello, Toby. Thanks very much for having me.
I'm sure most of us as blind and partially sighted people have had occasions when we do need a bit of help and assistance when out and about and would just like somebody to offer that help. The Be Helpful Guide, along with the hints and tips, came from a lot of input from many blind and partially sighted people. Lisa, would you firstly sort of outline how they were involved in the content of the guide and the rest of the campaign?
Yeah, certainly. So I think what's probably important to begin with is that as an organisation, we have and continue to always talk to blind and partially sighted people about what matters most, you know, to find out what the biggest barriers are. Changes to the environment can often create new barriers, like the introduction of rental bikes, for example. So we're always in discussion to find out what is affecting independence and also what people would like to see change and what they would like RNIB to be talking about or working on. So we do that through a whole load of channels, from our work on the ground in local communities, our Community Connect members, our Facebook groups. And we also have a really great research team. So our insight team are constantly doing work that is gathering that intelligence, that insight from blind or partially sighted people as well, through focus groups and surveys, etc. So we do draw on, when we're thinking about a campaign, we do draw on that knowledge that we have from blind or partially sighted people. And we also work as a project team in RNIB, so we bring together staff from across the organisation, which of course includes blind and partially sighted staff as well. So the insight from our blind and partially sighted staff is also a really valuable contribution to any campaign that we're developing. I was one of the content creators, for example, and I have retinitis pigmentosa. So as well as sharing my professional expertise, I'm also able to share my own experience in relation to the issues that we're talking about and how to address them with members of the public. We also often work with panels of blind or partially sighted people, so in focus groups, etc. And for the guide, we worked with a panel to review and write the content. So, for example, we went through it line by line together, making some tweaks, thinking about, does that reflect our experience? Is that what we would want to say? So that panel were able to contribute their own experiences and help shape the content of the guide and edit it and make sure that we were all happy with the way that what the guide was addressing and how we were positioning ourselves in that context.
Were there any main themes coming from the research with blind and partially sighted people that they would like sighted people to be aware of when offering help and advice? I suspect that introducing themselves is quite important, and also saying when they were leaving too.
Yeah, definitely. Introduce yourself and say when you are leaving. That's something that we hear time and time again. I'm sure you and I have often experienced someone walking away, Toby, and then carried on talking to that person. My mum does it quite frequently. So it's an easy thing to forget. When you don't have sight loss, it's just really easy to forget that someone that does have sight loss won't necessarily see the visual signs like walking away. So introducing yourself is also just a nice way to let the person know that you're talking to them. A simple, hi, can I help you with anything, gives me the opportunity to respond with a yes, please, or no, thanks, I'm fine. I know people don't often do this, but it can happen that the person offering help assumes that help is needed and will just sort of take control by taking the person's arm. And that can be quite disorientating for the individual that may not actually need help. They may just need some directions, for example, rather than to be guided somewhere.
Were there any other things that blind and partially sighted people would like sighted people to be offering them when they are out and about?
Yes, help can often be as simple as telling someone the number of the bus while at a bus stop, or saying if the bus has been suspended. I've had that experience waiting at a bus stop and not realizing that there's a sign on the bus stop up at the top that says it's not in operation. So just like if you see somebody at a bus stop that you think might need that help, just saying what the bus number is can be really helpful. Giving directions is another one. Often, again, we forget, and I do this myself, where you start to give directions by gesturing. You know, you'll point somewhere and say it's over there, which obviously isn't much help if you can't see that well. So, giving directions using descriptions is also another thing that we find really helpful.
Yeah, landmarks, isn't it? It's always good to have the landmark, like a shop or something, so you know exactly where you are.
Yeah, landmarks is perfect. And I know that like sometimes using the clock face can be a really useful way to orient someone, to say, you know, where you are in relation to a clock face can be a really good way for someone to think about, okay, so this is the direction I need to go in.
Lisa, there is also a Be Helpful Guide campaign film featuring blind and partially sighted actors, which really illustrates some of those issues that we do face when we are out and about. And in a way, I suppose, really sort of, I suppose, helps people understand the issues that we face when we are out and about.
The film is great. It's another way in which blind and partially sighted people have been heavily involved in this campaign. So it's really important that one of the main things about this particular guide is that it's from blind or partially sighted people talking about and sharing what helps. We're each of us individuals, so I think that what the guide is doing and what the film is doing is allowing for us to speak on our own behalf. So, you know, it's really the actors in the film all had sight loss, and the film shows them out and about and the everyday obstacles that can make a journey difficult. So, like a shop advertising board in the middle of the pavement, or missing the bus because someone tells you it's arrived but forgets to tell you what number it is. So, the film and the actors are able to share some of those experiences again, just to let members of the public know that it's really simple to offer some help when it comes to things like that as well.
And the Be Helpful Guide is, of course, going to be so helpful for many people to sort of really understand how best to offer help to someone who is blind or partially sighted. Are there other issues that sort of the guide addresses?
Yeah, so the saying hello, introducing yourself, and how to offer some assistance as well as guiding is featured in the guide at the beginning. But we also wanted to talk about things that doesn't rely on face-to-face interaction with somebody that you've met on the street or at the bus stop, etc. So we talked a little bit about things that people can do that it's just about being mindful of what our streets look like and the fact that we all share our streets. So, for example, just thinking about keeping our streets clutter-free. So, you know, if your bins have been collected, moving them back into place as quickly as possible, because, you know, if you're walking down the street using a cane or a dog or no aid at all, it can be an obstruction that you might just. I know I've walked into them many, many times. Or things like making sure if you park a rental bike that it's not left across a pavement. Again, I'm sure many of us have experienced that walking into or tripping over a badly parked rental bike. And it's also frustrating for everybody, not just blind or partially sighted people. So again, just simple things like that where we're all of us a bit more mindful about how we use our street and making it as clutter-free as is possible.
Finally, Lisa, if listeners would like to find out more about the Be Helpful Guide and share it with their friends and families, where can people go to find out more?
I'd say go to our website, so rnib.org.uk, and you'll find it there and lots of information about the campaign. So you can get the guide there. You can also watch the film and other things as well that we've created to talk about this campaign. If you're using social media, we're on Facebook or X, and we've got lots of posts up about it that you can click on and find more information and download the guide that way. And if you want to call in, you can just phone the RNIB helpline and they'll be able to help you find the guide.
Well, thank you so much, Lisa, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about the Be Helpful Guide and campaign.
Thanks very much, Toby. It was lovely to talk to you.